Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Lam.
Last week, we spoke about Iran's strike on Israel. Now, Israel has apparently responded to that. How have the markets reacted?
Well, Iran attacked Israel with around 300 drones and missiles and caused relatively limited damage, whereas Israel's alleged response caused similarly limited damage, but it seems with far less effort. So this tit-for-tat between the two of them seems to have demonstrated what Israel could do if it wanted to, but also the role that the US and others have played in protecting Israel. And that reliance, of course, constrains what Israel's able to do in terms of provoking Iran. So in view of that, the market seems to be taking the view that the conflict between Israel and Iran is going to revert back to being one that is really channeled through Iran's proxies. And that would seem to remove the risk of an escalation between Iran and Israel. And so Brent has returned to the mid-80s, where it was trading before Israel's alleged attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus.
And where might oil go from here?
Well, Brent has been trading around $86 per barrel this morning, which is close to a number of support levels. So the 50-day moving average is at 85.50. We have the lows of late March around 85. There's a 200-day moving average a bit over 84. And there's also trendline support coming up between $83 and $84 per barrel. So a number of downside support levels to look out for if further downward momentum builds. The market is also being influenced by moves in bond and equity markets, which have been weaker over the last month due to diminishing hopes of near-term US rate cuts. So that's another potentially negative influence on the oil market.
And what impact has the news from the Middle East had on gas and electricity markets?
Well, in the short term, moves have really tracked oil in the sense that they've both reacted to the by embedding a potential supply risk premium and then taking it out again. I mean, that's really more something that affects gas, but of course, gas feeds through into electricity prices. But more generally, there has been a meaningful recovery in gas and electricity in Europe from the lows of March and February. I mean, winter 2024 gas has traded over 100 pence per therm this week for the first time since early January. And it's a similar story in electricity, though with strong renewable generation, that's helping to offset the impact of high gas prices feeding through into electricity. And a lot of this really is being driven by Asian markets. Asian liquefied natural gas continues to trade at a premium to European prices. And of course, that tends to drive European gas and indeed electricity prices higher, because if you need to buy gas on the international markets, then that's what you're competing with. And I think a lot of the driver behind the strength in Asian markets has been recovering economic outlook, particularly in China, where the economic data has generally been better in recent weeks.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the episode, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.